This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sudan's rival, the military factions, have signed a so-called Declaration of Principles to protect civilians and allow humanitarian access. But without a ceasefire, airstrikes and artillery fire continued in Khartoum. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Since violence erupted on April 15th, Sudan's rival military factions have shown little desire to end their deadly fighting. The conflict has paralyzed Sudan's economy and strangled its trade. That is aggravating a ballooning humanitarian crisis, with the UN saying on Friday that 200,000 people have now fled into neighboring countries.
The United States military is bolstering its defense posture in the Persian Gulf. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
This is in response to Iran's increased interference with the navigational rights of internationally flagged merchant vessels, many of them carrying oil. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it is a core strategic principle of the United States not to allow foreign powers to jeopardize the freedom of navigation through critical waterways.
We are committed to responding to Iranian aggression together with our global allies and partners in the Middle East region to ensure the freedom of navigation to the Strait of Hormuz and other vital waterways.
And more details about these reinforcements will be revealed in the coming days. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The border between the U.S. and Mexico was relatively calm on Friday, offering few signs of the chaos that had been feared following a rush by worried migrants to enter the U.S. before the end of pandemic-related immigration restrictions. This is VOA News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says the country's forces have made significant gains in its war with Russia. Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Chernikova.
Confirmation of Ukrainian forces advancing at least 2 kilometers in the area of Bakhmut. President Zelensky did not specify the success areas. He just said that it's eastern direction and that the work is very active and the work is ongoing.
Zelensky is said to be visiting Italy over the weekend, where he may have a sit-down with the Pope as he presses the country for its support and the war with Russia continues. There's a new CEO for Twitter, and she's well-known in the advertising industry. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Elon Musk has confirmed it. The new CEO of Twitter, replacing him, is Linda Yaccarino, a longtime advertising executive who stepped down from NBC Universal to join the social media platform. Yaccarino was in charge of NBC Universal's market strategy and ad revenue. Before that, she held executive positions at Turner Broadcasting System. Musk says she will focus on business operations while he focuses on product design. Twitter needs to bring advertisers back. Many fled in the chaos that followed his takeover and new policies. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A former Philippine opposition senator and justice secretary has been acquitted of drug charges after key witnesses recanted and said that they lied about her involvement in narcotics trafficking. 63-year-old Leila De Lima remained in jail, however, as she has an outstanding charge on her. De Lima has been detained since 2017 on drug charges, she says, were fabricated by the former president, Rodrigo Duterte, and his officials in an attempt to muzzle her criticism of his deadly crackdown on illegal drugs. Recapping some of our top stories, Sudan's rival military factions have now signed a so-called Declaration of Principles to protect civilians and allow humanitarian access, but still without a ceasefire. Airstrikes and artillery fire continued in Khartoum. And the United States military is now bolstering its defense in the Persian Gulf, and the border between the U.S. and Mexico still relatively calm, offering few signs of the chaos that had been feared following the lifting of Title 42. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.